My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Su.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about Google's upcoming algorithm update. So we're recording this as of June 30th, 2020. Actually, no.
No, we're recording on May 28th.
May 28th, 2020. This release date will be different. So yeah, Neil, go for it. I just read the blog post.
Awesome. So Google wants to make the web a better place. And they believe user experience is part of that. So there's a lot of sites that have a terrible user experience, from doesn't look right on a mobile device or just doesn't load fast, or things like when you click the back button or no go back, sometimes an e-commerce site may just place your order when you told them, no, I want to go back. And that's the example that they use. So what they're trying to do is look at things like loading, interactivity, visual stability, mobile friendliness, safe browsing, HTTPS, non-intrusive interstitials. And they're trying to push all this stuff, and some of this they already do, but they're trying to push all this stuff to give them more search signals for a page and experience so they can figure out, all right, people really love this site, so we should rank it higher. In essence, all they're doing is taking their user metrics and fine-tuning them more so that way they can release it in an algorithm update. But they did clarify in the blog post, due to COVID and everything, they're going to provide at least 6 months notice before rolling it out, which means that it won't come out within 2020 is what it seems like.
2021?
Yeah, so it looks like it's going to come out sometime in 2021. I could be off on the date, but they said they're going to give 6 months, and it said it won't happen before next year. So my guess is 2021, unless they decide to go back on that, which I doubt they would.
Yeah, and the thing I'll say too is, if those of you that haven't checked your Google Search Console, if you're using Google, if it's your main one, your main search engine. They have actually changed a section. Instead of showing just the speed for pages, it's actually showing core web vitals. And this is actually tying directly in with what Neil was saying, at least the top three. So talking about how fast things load, interactivity, visual stability, all those things come into play. And if you think about what Google's trying to do, they're trying to balance, yes, they make money, their bulk of the cash they make is from advertising. But at the same time, they have to make sure that in order for people to continue to use search engines, in order to serve the best results, you still have to have the best results. And it can't just be everything that's geared towards companies trying to collect data, inundating people, and then spamming people at the end of the day. So they have to make sure their product is good, or else they're not going to be able to sell ads. People are going to stop using it. So fundamentally, they got to keep people within their ecosystem. And the other analogy I used earlier was, if you think about Amazon, they've been so long-term focused, kept reinvesting their profits, kept thinking about the customer. And then you look at where they are today. Disneyland, even though they're not really back yet as this recording, but Disney in general, they are really focused on creating really good experiences. And so when you look at things in that lens, it's a lot easier to do business. Again, it just becomes, let's just focus on the customer. Let's forget about making all these little optimizations that can make us squeeze out like 5 to 10% more profit. Let's just think about the customer, and then we're going to make a lot more. And that's just a result of the hard work that we do, the revenues that we make. So,
and that's how it should be. So, and I think you're going to start seeing more adaptations within Google's algorithm over the next few years about user experience, because they haven't focused on that enough. You know, I get so many people telling me, hey, I have more links and this and that, and I'm slowly starting to climb in rankings. And I look at their site compared to the competitors, and it's just crap. But yet they're climbing up, and it's just like, well, yeah, sure, you can do SEO and try to boost your rankings. And yes, Google is looking at things like user metrics already, but business owners and webmasters need to spend a lot more time making the experience and their website better. Because if they don't, who's going to want to continually visit or read that site? It's just like, even though I'm an SEO, I spend so much time doing Google searches and reading and learning. Like, I don't want to keep going to crappy sites that are optimized. I want to go to sites that are amazing and put the user first.
The other thing too is, if you think about it, Google's algorithms, the last 10, 15 years or so, has been, a lot of it is garbage. Some sites are from the 90s. Some sites are very slow. It's like, how is this even ranking if they're talking about page speed as a factor? But now with this, it seems like they're actually putting their money where their mouth is. And I'm actually glad that they're doing this, because the people that were playing short-term games, maybe they're doing a lot of these affiliate microsites, they're going to get destroyed. But the ones that are just like, let's build an amazing experience, really fast speed, and just really great content and super good metrics, those are the ones that are going to really reap the rewards. Neil?
Yeah. So with your website, think about all the issues that people may have and try to fix them. Not just from a user experience standpoint, but like, talk to your hosting provider, get your logs for all the errors that show up on your website. 404s, 403s, I don't know all the error codes, but look at what they are. Try to improve them and fix them, because you don't want people to have a poor experience on your website.
All right. So that is it for today. Before we go, marketingschool.io/live, that's LIVE, you can apply for the Growth Accelerator. It looks like it's a good fit. Neil and I will reach out. Look, we've got some amazing speakers lined up. We have amazing attendees, amazing networking going on too. And it includes the live event as well when it comes back. So that is it for today, and we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz, and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.